This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Been a crazy Thursday already, as Aaron Rodgers spoke with Pat McAfee about his future. We're going to let you hear a few of the things he had to say. Also coming up, we will continue our conversation about our Braves. They are struggling offensively, and we are not sure when everything's going to click. Everybody keeps saying, well, Dukes, the offense is going to come around. When? When?
Right.
That is the big question. Also, Mike, with the Nico Iamaleava situation, where he transfers to UCLA. We have something we've got to play for you a little bit later on this hour from a coach who talks about – this is a big-time program that talks about a wide receiver wanting more money and what happened in that situation. And, guys, we've been talking about, you know, the Nico thing. It's not an isolated case. Mike, it's going on all over college
right.
football.
And that's why I was curious – and, again, I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but when you hear things that, about, like, James Pierce, for instance, at Tennessee – and I'm just putting two and two, and maybe I'm getting five out of it. But when you hear about, like, you know, commitment and is his head in the right place, some of the things which crop, not on all the scouting reports, but it's scuttlebutt that's made its way out into some of these pre-draft publications. Okay, was he a guy that had his hand out before the Ohio State game? Hey, man, I am contracted for 12 games, and you are now playing me in a 13th game, and I need more money. Don't know. But because of the, you know, Nico Iamaleava thing, that perhaps he gets lumped in or not, I'm just saying – it wouldn't be, to your point, the only guy that maybe is feeling that. And sometimes it's not the kids. It's just surrounded by people that just maybe they do, maybe they don't have their best interest, but it's the way you're going about it. And now you go to UCLA. I don't know what UCLA football is. I don't think about it. I don't think anyone else does. You know, and the fact is the stats don't back up demanding a raise. That's the first part of this is, yeah, I'm all for kids getting paid, but it's merit. You didn't earn more money than you've already contracted for.
He may go there and get lost. I mean, they are in the Big Ten now, right? I mean, like, right. They weren't in contention last year.
Didn't go well in your last Big Ten game against Ohio State.
Great conference. finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
Thank you, Coach. He may go get lost. We will see. But there is an interesting conversation that was had. It was on air. This wasn't private. This wasn't some secret recording. And I just find it interesting where the coach said things were. That is on the way here on the show. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. Before we hear Aaron Rodgers, Mike, do you think if he sits out, I'm not saying retire, just sits out, right, and waiting, right. Does it help the cause to maybe some team that wasn't interested in Kirk Cousins, that was interested in Aaron Rodgers, to potentially call?
I do think. I mean, I would love to feel that if the Steelers can't get the man they want, for instance, in the draft, and not that maybe they were looking as a stopgap, but again, this gets back to this whole stupid Kirk won't go where there's going to be another quarterback drafted. Well, I don't know how that plays out, but if the Steelers did come calling, could they give us – I mean, at this point, give me a 6th rounder. I'm not expecting anything for Kirk Cousins, but the Steelers might be that team. And then on the flip side, if you're Aaron Rodgers, it's kind of like what people are maybe thinking Brady was going to do after he retired the last time, but did he really retire? Remember those stories about Brady may come out of retirement if a quarterback is needed? And that's, you know, if you're Aaron Rodgers, look, you've earned the right by the time you're in your 40s to say, I don't want to get my brains bashed in for another season. I understand that. But it's just with Aaron, you don't give him the benefit of the doubt because everything seems so, you know, narcissistic and all about him, you know, and him loving the attention and how, you know, he hates the fact people say all these things about him, but yet he just perpetuates by not letting you know where he's going.
He says he could play. He also says he could retire. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said about the money. Is this solely about the money, Aaron?
I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out. Just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, I thought you were a selfish prick.
Yeah. That is Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee Show. Here's what he said about talking to the Steelers, though. He says, I've had multiple conversations about Mike Tomlin and talked with him many times. So it's not like he's saying I'm not in communication, but he also says, Mike, that if teams decide they need to move on, okay, great. He is not saying that he's going to be offended by that in any way, shape, or form. What about where he's at in his life? This is Aaron Rodgers today, and again, the reason why it's a big deal, we haven't heard from him. Everybody keeps assuming he's going to pick his team, and this is going to be a done deal before the draft.
And it might affect us, as we said, perhaps, if the Steelers are in market for a QB.
But Rodgers is talking about where he's at in his life right now.
From the jump, it's, you know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off-the-field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, you know, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have, beginning in really January, away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on.
Okay, that's good to know, because we're all thought, or at least we still are believing that he's playing this game. Like, you're playing this hide-and-seek game, you're not going to show up, you're not going to address any of this stuff, and he's saying, hey, I got a life that's going on, great, happy for you. Still, all we're waiting for is for you to make a decision, and if that stuff is more important to you, all you have to say is, I'm not playing. Nobody would be offended, Mike. He hasn't said that, which has us still sitting here twiddling our thumbs thinking that Aaron Rodgers is going to make a decision. Last but not least, you guys remember when we told you he was out playing a catch, throwing the ball to DK Metcalf, and everybody said, wait a minute, DK just got to the Steelers. He just met with the Steelers. Oh, he's going to the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers on that whole situation.
With this whole process, and part of it is talking to a guy like DK. And let me just say this, what a great dude. What a great dude who loves football. And I mean, what a specimen this guy is. I was laughing with him because, you know, I said, where do you work out? Because I've been working out at Proactive here for a long time, even rocking the Proactive gear and that shirt. And he goes, oh, UCLA. I said, what time do you work out? He said, 6 a.m. I said, you got anybody else working out with you? He said, no, they last a few weeks at most, but then they taper off because nobody wants to work out that early.
So he basically ran and football to him, and
that's how
he made
up
the rounds.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, if this guy wants to play, he'll play. And, you know, again, I think everything with Aaron is amplified in his own mind that is more important, and he's dealing with the world's troubles. I don't know what's going on in his personal life. I hope he's got everyone's healthy in his life and his inner circle and all that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, either you're going to play or you're not. Either you're in or you're out. He doesn't know me, doesn't know you, doesn't know any team in the NFL as fandom a decision. But I did think at some point the meter is running, right, for a lot of other teams. So the other thing that came out, we don't have audio on the Jets, right? That came out, that was a quote. He did talk about his meeting with Aaron Glenn, which was kind of interesting. You don't have that, do you, Oren? I don't want to read it if you can play it. Yeah, you can get it. I'd rather let the man say it than me read it to you. But it was interesting because there was some thoughts that he was going to have a meeting. And I guess the mindset was maybe Aaron Glenn, you know, the new head coach, the Jets, wants to look Aaron in the eyes and maybe get a feel for where his head's at. I don't know. But they did take a meeting, though, before eventually moving on from the Jets.
Yeah.
Or the Jets moving on from him.
Look, I've known Aaron Glenn a long time. He's a straight up dude. It's why players like him as a coach. I don't think for one second, Mike, that whatever you're about to play here, and we were talking about it, what Aaron said, didn't happen. The unfortunate thing is he had no idea that it was going to play out like this, but I respect it. Look, if somebody wants to know where your heart's at, you know the best way to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Look me in the face.
Right.
That's the best way. This whole thing about, oh, I'll text him, you know, I'll TikTok him, oh, I'll Zoom him. That's not how you do real business.
Right.
So the reality is I think Aaron Glenn wanted to get a sense of where this dude is. And even though they may have made up their mind about where they were going, it was good to look him in the face. And so I will attest to that. I think that's the way you should do things. But bottom line is Aaron, I guess, felt slighted is how you would put it
right.
when it comes to what Aaron Glenn told him in regards to what the Jets were going to do. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's the comment Mike's talking about.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I said, and I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine.
But again, he added he was upset that he basically paid at his own expense to fly across country. To go and sit in the Jets' office for about 5 minutes. But, I mean, that's his side of it.
It is. It is.
And as we know, sometimes two sides, sometimes three sides to a story. But I have a hard time believing that Aaron Glenn would simply do that and say, I'm done with you. But either way, that's what Aaron is spinning today to Pat McAfee.
All right, man. More to get to here on the show. We got a lot to get to. We're going to get back into our Braves conversation, guys, and we want to hear from you. We're going to open up the phone lines at 404-726-0929. Braves off day. Listen, I want to know the truth. How worried are you? You can tell me you're not, but then all I see is worry and concern about when this team's going to get on track. And if you are, what is your most pressing concern? 404-726-0929. Mike and I will talk to you on the phones. Also, we're going to come back and play something for you here a little bit later on that you absolutely have to hear when it comes to college football. Stay right there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Time to express your frustration to us. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bill. I'm talking about the Braves. Your chance to talk to us about where you're at with this team and how frustrated you are. And as I said, if you are someone who says, oh, I'm not concerned, okay, great. But most of you are. And what is your number one concern? We went, as we started this season, Mike was talking about, okay, do we have enough starting pitching? That has played out. I don't think anybody thought we'd be concerned about the hitting. Not like this. And the way this is played out, guys, yesterday, 19 strikeouts? 19? Come on.
Yeah, I just feel when things are going bad, even like Matt Olson, I've never heard Matt Olson say anything. Like, literally. And then Matt, said, like, enough of this crap. We can't do this crap all season, paraphrasing. So that's good. I mean, sometimes it's funny because, in years past, I would come in and we'd hear, like, Matt Ryan or somebody from the Falcons. And I always say to Carl, it doesn't change anything. But sometimes as a fan, I just feel better if I hear the player just act like we feel. Mm. You know, go like, this blank is unacceptable. And that's basically where Matt Olson took it. So if nothing else, I do appreciate the emotion from him,
Yeah, man. Look, I'm with you. Sometimes you just want to know they're on the same team. And what I mean by that is they care as much as we do. The reality is they care more. These losses hit them harder. Them struggling hits them harder. But they don't always react the way we do. But, yeah, I totally agree. All right, 404-726-0929. We're going to take a few phone calls because, listen, this is what we're talking about. And today, with an off day, is a perfect day to kind of just go, all right, yes, I take a deep breath, and then let's reset, and hopefully we can start to win series. That is going to be the key to get back to 500. But when you tell me right now we've won what, Day-Day? Two series?
Two series out of the seven.
Yeah. And look, the Marlins series is not complete yet.
Correct.
So we've won one series? Really? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. All right, we're going to grab a few of your phone calls. Also coming up, guys, we will talk about what's going on with the dogs. Mike, we spent some time with Rusty Manziel yesterday on the show. He was telling us about Mike Hill. He's known him a long time. If he's there, I love the pick if the Falcons are going to do it. But Jalen Walker and Mike Hill are having a joint workout in Athens today. Lots of teams there. Obviously, right. Saints reportedly in attendance. They pick before we do. Why is that important? They're in our division.
Right. And we don't want them getting somebody who's going to come back to beat us on a regular basis. So hopefully, they go. I don't know what – honestly, they could do anything. You talked about quarterback. Yep. There's a million ways the Saints could go because they got a lot of issues. But they have been linked to a lot of those players you just talked about. And if Michael Williams does slip, there's the Packers. There's a couple of teams that we've been mentioned, obviously. But, yeah, the Saints could get him, too.
All right, man. Let's talk to Cody on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cody, what's your concern, man? Express your frustrations. If he's there, no? Cody, you there?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up, guys? I'm very concerned. If we don't remember last year, the same thing is continuing over into this year. I'm tired about hearing the back of the baseball card, yada, 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 and everyone making excuses for this team when really it's looking like we're trending to be a bad team. You remember when Ronald went down, before he went down, his numbers were way down, nowhere near MVP status. Even if you go all the way back to the World Series win, we had Eddie Rosario in the NLCS as the MVP of the series. We had Jorge Soler hitting home runs for us. We had Jock Peterson. None of those guys in the World Series that are our core lineup right now, the Austin Riley, the Money Mike, the Ozzie Albies, none of those guys were doing anything really back then, if you actually think about it and go back and look. So I'm very concerned about the Braves right now. There's no clutch. They look just really dull out there. I don't know what's going on with this team, but I think we went over after that World Series win, we kind of went over the top with it, and we really came crashing back down to earth, and we're really kind of seeing what this team is now without Freddie and Swanson and all those guys out there.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday, Cody. I want to put this in perspective.
Ozzie, by the way, batted 277 in 2021 postseason.
Okay.
277. That's respectable.
It is. I'm just thinking like what he talked about at the end of last season and how things seem to be falling off. The White Sox guys lost 121 games last year. They're terrible again this year, and everybody in baseball knows it. They have four wins. Do you know how many wins we have? Five. There is no expectation. The White Sox have not spent any money. They are a bad organization right now, and they are a long ways away from even coming close to where we are. We have five wins. The Colorado Rockies are also absolutely terrible. They have three. This is just to let you know where we're at right now. It's not as if, oh, you know what? The worst teams in Major League Baseball have two less wins than we do or two more wins, however you want to put it, and we're right there. And to Cody's point, that like this is the trend. It feels like, Mike, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope that we trend the other way here soon. But it feels like, okay, maybe this is not going to be what we thought it was.
Well, I mean, to his point about the guys that stepped in. And by the way, sometimes that's the way it works. Sometimes Mike Schmidt goes 1-for-19, which he did.
He did.
You know, and the case of the Braves. I mean, guys, Mark Lemke batted .308 one year in 96. You know, Blauser had an amazing postseason, which he bankrolled into a career with a contract with the Cubbies. Remember that?
That's right.
So it's not always the big star who comes through. I mean, and by the way, it was 254 for Ozzy. It was 2020, the abbreviated season. He batted 274 that postseason. 254 to the caller's point in 2021. So Ozzy was okay. But, you know, it was Jock Peterson. It was Soler. And don't forget.
It was the auxiliary pieces.
Yeah, but it was also Snicker. But, well, again, it was the way you moneyballed Acuna.
Right.
The way you moneyballed that position in the outfield. And Snicker, who's such a friggin' idiot to some of you guys, basically sublimely selected perfectly when to start Rosario for top of the lineup, when to move Soler. Nobody's calling him a knucklehead back then. And the one thing I would say, just to kind of counter, because I get everything the caller said, but when you go back to 2023, this is the greatest Braves hitting team of all time.
It is.
I mean, and with better than things that Chipper did, better than things that, you know, in the old days, take it all the way to Crime Dog, whoever your favorite Brave was, and, you know, all the way back to Andrew and, you know, Ron Gant, the whole shebang.
Across the board, guys, we were first in every category.
Yeah.
Home runs, on base, slugging percentage. I mean,
276 with an OPS of 845 for the season.
You every stat that matters, we were first. And that's why that team should have won a World Series, because offensively we were a juggernaut. And then we got into playoffs and you saw what happened. Let's talk to Roger and Griffin. Roger, express your frustrations with the Braves, man. Talk to us. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man.
Hey, first, Money Mike has to re-earn that moniker. He is Michael Harris until he earns that moniker back. And I just have a question. Did there something preclude Snitker from contacting Freddie, you know, just on the phone going, hey, I don't see any movement going on. What's going on? Or is he not allowed to talk to Freddie while that situation was going on?
No. I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't think that's the way it works,
no,
man.
He can talk to him. These guys.
They're also in a strike with lockout.
Well, at the time, okay. But if you're asking just on a friendly basis and you're telling me that they didn't have any conversations, I would tell you that's not true. But I don't think it has any influence. It's not as if Snicker can influence his agent, or for that matter, the Braves front office to say, look, Snicker go and he will tell you this. I want all these guys. I want them all back. But those decisions are above my pay grade, and the front office decides who we're paying and who we're not. Now, don't think for a second that Snit doesn't want this team loaded with all these guys that he feels like have helped him win and can certainly play. But just on if you're asking as far as the negotiation side of it, or if you're just asking on a friendly side, I'm willing to bet that they had conversations. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I thought they would, but ever since Freddie left, I'm sorry. I've been a Braves fan since the late '60s.
I hear you.
And that at the heart, there's no heart. Washington's gone. There's just no. I don't see a single person with heart in that team. I mean, they have their moments, but. You know, Freddie, you always knew Freddie was going to be there. Chipper, Maddox, all of them, you knew they were going to be there standing up. And I don't see anybody on this team bringing that at all.
Yeah, and this is the thing. You know, we talked about 2023 where this team was so amazing offensively. And, you know, we ran into the Phillies. I always go bananas about the Bryce Harper situation with Arcia. For, to the caller, two calls back. Riley batted 353. Remember, we got beat. We have the amazing play from Harris. Riley gets, Bryce Harper gets nailed at first base on the throw to center.
You're talking about the Phillies.
And Arcia goes, way to go, Bryce. And then the Phillies use that as a friggin' rallying call. And we looked like they were sitting there like a bunch of putzes with our hands. But that year, just to talk about who's clutch, who's not, Riley batted 353. We got beat by the Phillies. You know, I have to remind you guys how that went down. Olsen batted 250. Albies was 267. What happened in 2023, Ronald batted 143.
Okay.
So Acuna was ice cold against the Phillies in that series. Money Harris, he only had 13 at-bats. He didn't have a hit. Ozuna was 154. Murphy actually hit in that one, but it gets back to the caller two back that we're just not clutch.
Cody.
We're just not clutch.
All right, David.
But Riley was, for what it's worth.
David, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Express your frustrations, Dave. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I love y'all's show, and y'all make us to be able to live through this misery of sports in Atlanta. Keep up the great work. The Braves, I've been a Braves fan all my life. I'm 56 years old. And it seems like we always start off slow now, not typically this slow. We get pumped up in the off season, and then it just comes down to no pitching, and now this year, no hitting. I got one question. Night before last, we had 19 strikeouts.
Yes.
The record is 20 or 21?
Correct.
Wow. Major league ball players getting paid and 19 strikeouts. That's just frustrating on any level.
It is. And here's the other part about this real quick. It wasn't as if we were facing one of the all-time greats. That's the other side of it. It wasn't like it was Nolan Ryan out there throwing a complete game. It was an average to above average pitching, you know, staff and a starter that you go, okay, The Blue Jays don't have the best staff in the Major League Baseball, guys.
Bass is good, but we made him look like Nolan Ryan yesterday.
That's the problem. It wasn't like, okay, who are we facing today? Oh, man, we're going to have problems.
Yeah. So what do we got from this? Basically, the frustration, we're not clutch, the work's not being put. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how, if you're Snicker, you're supposed to basically, what are you going to, as we said yesterday, you're going to pull the Bull Durham? Start throwing bats at guys in the shower?
Well,
these are professionals, as the other caller pointed out.
If he thought, Mike, I think, if he thought guys weren't giving the effort, that would be worthy. Does he feel that way? Because I think it was Cody said, look, I don't see the heart, or one of our callers just, you know, I don't see that. Now you're questioning the effort, or is it that they're just not hitting right now? Either way, your frustrations are our frustrations, guys. We got more to get to, including what one coach told his player when it comes to NIL. Wait till you hear this next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Next. It's Jukes and Bell. We're having some fun, man. You got to laugh sometimes.
Not to cry.
Yeah, when your team is not getting it done. And right now, the Braves are not doing that. I'm just looking right now, Mike. We are currently six games out just in the East. I'm just worried about the East. I'm not looking at the entire National League, but six games behind the Mets right now.
Right.
That is doable. When you get to a point where you are like the Rockies right now, we're not even to May.
Right.
The Rockies are 12 games out right now. 12 games behind the Padres. They're done. Like, they're not catching the Padres. They're certainly not going to catch anybody else in that division, whether it's the Giants or the Dodgers. And that division is loaded.
Right.
But that's my point is, as bad as it feels, we're not to that point. We're not 12 or 14 games out.
Well, right.
So,
and when you're loaded, when you know you got talent, right? You
yes.
know you got guys. I mean, they're not hitting right now. It's hard to remember you got talent. But to me, and I don't know, I read the book when I was a kid, and it's always been my benchmark is 14 games, because that's what the Yankees came back from in 78. The book was The Bronx Zoo. It was like the first kind of tell-all. I mean, it was a great book. I mean, well, Jim Boughton did the first one, but...
Well, we did 10 the other...
Right.
A few seasons ago, so, when we caught the Mets.
But to me, that's always been like anything, you know, you get up to like 14, okay, then you're out. Anything beyond that seems like it's impossible.
It gets hard because, again, you're not playing head-to-head every night. And so it's half right. games, win, lose, blah, blah, blah. Either way, more on the Braves coming up, guys. We have been talking a lot about college football and Nico Malaleva. Mm-hmm. He is now going to UCLA. And he transfers, obviously goes into the portal, and everybody is on top of that story. And it was a big story. It's the biggest story in college football last week.
Right.
But Fran Brown, who has connections to Kirby Smart in Georgia.
Doing a hell of a job at Syracuse.
He is, man. I'm digging what he's doing up there. But Trevor Pena is his wide receiver. And Fran went on a show, basically, and was asked about this. Now, the kid, his name's again, Pena, Trevor right. Pena, wanted $2 million at Syracuse.
Yes.
Okay?
To play wide receiver.
And
not quarterback.
Fran Brown was asked, and he was like, look, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Mike, if we get more of this, then I think fans are going to become more understanding of how schools are moving on from kids or not keeping guys around. But I want you to hear this, because the point is, this is not an isolated incident with what happened at Tennessee with Nico. This is going on all around college football, and this is Fran Brown from Syracuse. Listen to this.
With all due respect to everybody in the country, to every wide receiver, to everybody that's doing all this stuff, like, if you're going to make $2 million at wide receiver, that's to blow a homie over at Ohio State. Ain't nobody else making that money. Giving a wide receiver no $2 million, man, in college. Nah. That ain't me. I ain't doing that. I can't do it. Unless they tell me that we get a chance to have Travis Hunter, he could come back to college and he could come here and play for us, then he gonna get some of my check. But I ain't paying nobody $2,000 this year. Not to me. $2 million, whatever. I just say, yeah, we ain't giving nobody that.
I love his vibe. It's like he's on Snoop Dogg's podcast. I was waiting for him to go, she, you get the idea.
Correct. Correct. He's talking about Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State.
You got to go to Ohio State to make that kind of loot.
And he's basically saying, you know, Traber, you're not Jeremiah Smith. Like, you're not right. going to be the first receiver off the board next year when the draft rolls back around. And, Mike, that is the problem. And this is what I was saying about you're going to have average guys asking for way more than they're worth. And if some of these coaches, see, Fran doesn't feel trapped. Fran is like, I'll get somebody else. You're not getting that here. And that's exactly what Tennessee did, and I commend them for that. I like Josh Heupel putting his foot down.
Right.
But there are programs like this where you go, wait a minute, he's the best player on the team, or he's helped us win. You got to hold on to him. We got to find a way to pay him. And if you start getting trapped like that, then you're going to make the wrong decisions, and it's going to cost you ultimately your job. I love the way Fran Brown said, I'm not paying you that.
Yeah, I said it to Carl yesterday, and you know, I always root for the players to get paid. But as we said now, I mean, the thing's broken now. But it's like, I almost wanted to see Nico get locked out, you know, or get stuck at, like, you know, Southwest Pudwacker State, make it like $600,000, only make it. That's the thing. You know, the average guy in his car right now or lady in their car, you talk about a kid who might not even make it to the NFL, who's like the eighth best quarterback in the SEC, you know, and he's wanting $4 million. You know, I mean, it's funny. And my father always said, and it's a great lesson, whether it comes, yes, you don't want to never sell yourself short, but never overestimate yourself either. Especially in this day and age, we've seen it in companies in all walks of life. I mean, never overestimate your importance to an organization because you were all penciled in, man.
Yeah, I hope more coaches take that attitude rather than, well, we're going to have to find a way to get right. it done and pay them. Because once that happens, Mike, this is going to be the players already. The shift has given the players so much more power, which is fine. Again, I just think we've gone one way too far. And you got to kind of get back to the middle. There has to be some give and take with this whole thing. By the way, Fran Brown was at Georgia defensive backs coach, yeah. guys, if you don't remember, before taking that Syracuse job.
Just really doing a great job up there. They love playing for the dude. He's got some street, got some realness to him, man. And again, he's getting results, too. And he's getting some guys in the transfer portal, too, by the way.
He is.
Got the old Ohio State quarterback last year. Urban Meyer, who we all know had an ethics bypass at birth, basically says, Tennessee is screwed on the Triple Option podcast. They're at nada, zero. He noted the only redshirt freshman, Jake Merklinger and George McIntyre on the roster as far as QBs as it stands. Tennessee's got to go start swinging in the portal to add a quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, I can't stand Urban Meyer. I think he's one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated in the world of college football.
I don't think anybody would disagree.
Right? But everybody's saying, nice job, Tennessee, make a stand. I've got a little comment on that. Tennessee plays Florida usually every year in October. Can you imagine that game's going to be the other way and Josh Heupel grabs the microphone, stands on the 50-yard line, and kneels and says, it's okay, I made a stand way back when. So that's Urban Meyer going off about that.
Thank you, Urban.
Thank you, Urban.
Yeah, I don't.
The same Urban who made a stand on Aaron Hernandez down in Florida. That same Urban Meyer.
All those criminals. Yeah. It's not just Aaron Hernandez. He had a team fool. But here's the deal. Listen, he did it when it was illegal, okay? Right. And what he's saying is, and this is what I'm talking about, Mike. What Urban Meyer is saying right there is, I'll do whatever it takes to win. Have some scruples. Just a little bit. You don't have to have much.
Right.
Just have a little bit. And Urban is telling you right there about how he went about coaching. Whatever it's going to take,
right.
Which is why he's not coaching. Okay, which is why he's not coaching in the NFL, terrible mistake in Jacksonville, and why he's not coaching in college football, because he did all the things that everybody else wouldn't do, and you're going to say, well, yeah, but he won national championships. Is it worth it? Like, seriously. Like some people just think, you know what, Mike, I make these decisions, and I don't have any integrity, and I sleep well at night. Maybe that's you. But Urban is telling you right here, like, Josh Heupel should have done whatever it takes to make sure the kid was taken care of. No way.
See, that's the thing, and it always comes back to, because I'll get somebody either as an Ohio State fan or a former Florida Gator, or, you know, says, well, that's what you're mean on for Urban Meyer. Guys, if you're going to be a mercenary, as Carl just said, then just own it. Hey, man, I'm a mercenary. Do whatever it takes, by all means necessary. Don't wrap yourself up in Jesus and all your faith-based programs and all that baloney that the media uses just suck up and all this crap about Pope Urban. A bunch of nonsense. He's a fraud. I don't mind you being a mercenary football coach. Don't be a phony. And that's what he's always been his whole life. Urban Meyer is a fraud. And it's great to see him get his just desserts up there at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting comment. But the gist of this is, guys, everybody's dealing with it. Because Kirby's not going to tell you the story that Fran Brown's going to tell you about somebody coming to him and saying, hey, I think I deserve more money. And Kirby said, go kick rocks. He's not going to tell that story, but Fran Brown just kept it as real as you could possibly keep it. And that was public. That wasn't some private conversation. He wasn't in a room with just dudes smoking cigars and going, oh, coach, tell me about it. He was on a show and said, let me tell you what happened with this kid. And I think all these coaches are dealing with it. We asked Brent Key yesterday, you know, hey, coach, transfer portal. And what did he say? All I'm worried about is Tech. He didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
He don't even want to get into it because he knows, we know, the real of what's going on behind the scenes. And he's like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with this. I'm not even going to tell you guys what's going on.
I mean, the idea of somebody from Haynes King, like a Texas A&M quarterback transferring to Georgia Tech was almost unthinkable like 5 years ago,
correct,
right?
Yes.
But that's, you know, that's the world you're living in. So, like, you know me, man. I just hate hypocrisy. That's the one thing that's one of Mike's triggers. So it just drives me crazy to hear him. But at least now he's in a perfect role as a bloviator on the Fox pregame show. Talking about Urban Meyer.
You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. By the way, follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that is going on in the world of sports. We are going to hear from Trae Young coming up. Also, Quinn Snyder speaking about this game tomorrow. They take on the Heat. Winner moves on. Loser, season's over. It's that simple. And I just feel like if you want to validate anything that they've done this year, Mike, it'd be nice to be in a 7-game series, even if it is the Cavs.
Right.
You got to find a way to get this done. And somebody asked us, did you see that tweet that we just got? And he said, Dukes and Bell, what if they don't win tomorrow? Is it time to start questioning Quinn Snyder?
Yes, I'm not a fan of Quinn. What's Quinn Snyder done? Now, we can talk about the injuries. We can talk about, you know, what you guys – and by the way, there are still a ton of Hawks fans out there that are super positive for 2025-2026.
Okay.
But I was discussing this earlier today about, like, Jalen Johnson. Guys, we all know what he is capable of being. Jalen Johnson, the trajectory this year is supposed to be the All-Stars, right? All-Star player. This Jalen Johnson's trajectory should be to be on the Olympic team in the next Olympics in Los Angeles. But he can't do that if he can't give me more than 50 games a year, or in this case, less than 30. So two of the last 3 years, he can't stay healthy. So when you start to project what we're going to be, you got to take into account, is he going to be on the floor? So, no, again, no one's debating his ability. We're excited. He's a super athletic and a good kid, but he can't stay healthy. So that's what I'm just talking about. So if you want to predict the future and you can tell me that you know, that's what I'm saying. We've got to get another wing as a backup. We got to get some more size in the front court. I think I'm cool. I'm cool with Trey's backups right now, right? You cool with that?
Oh, yeah. No, look, and again, it is about development. And we're not even talking about Kobe Bufkin, Mike, who missed the season. So that's another guy that's going to come
back. I love Reece Sachet's game. I dig it. We like Dyson Daniels. But, you know, and Dyson Daniels, but Dyson Daniels is not an elite scorer, guys. I mean, he's a great defender.
Yes, he is. He scores more than we expected him to, but I agree with you. I'm not expecting him to be a 25-a-night guy. But on the right team, he doesn't have to be. On the right team and the right mix of guys, Dyson Daniels can give you 12, 15 a night, and you'll be happy because the defensive side of things, he's going to give you so much more in the course of the entire game. But there have been nights where he's given us 28, 25, 30, whatever he's had to do. But I agree with you. Like, on the right mix of guys, he doesn't have to do that on a nightly basis.
And guys, like, what's your mean on with Quinn Snyder? Well, the game, you know they got an athletic front court. Why weren't you challenging them? And it seemed like you did a really nice job in the second half of keeping them out of the paint. We talked about Bancaro wasn't getting as easy looks when they made that run, when they cut it down to three. But it's like, well, shouldn't that have been the start of the game plan? I mean, because it seemed like for a while there was like an and-one video,
no,
the way that game started.
No, it was. We'll ask George Niang about it, guys. He's going to join us coming up at 4:20. We'll ask him about this matchup with the Heat. Again, Mike Conte said it. We split the season series 2-2. That don't mean anything. You got to show up tomorrow, and we got to shoot better than 19% from the three-point line. All right, coming back, they are having a joint workout in Athens today. Who's there and who's really interested in the two guys that we think could potentially be there when the Falcons draft. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.